Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Before we start with the news, let's hear the agriculture report.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Plenty of rainfall is good for crops, but can also lead to perfect conditions for crop diseases. Seth McAllister has seen some of that lately. He's the Terrell County Extension agent with the University of Georgia.
That prolonged moisture has really been an increased challenge on our diseases. A wet environment is perfect for any kind of fungus, so that has been an issue in many cases.
McAllister says he's seeing fungal diseases like Conifera and downy mildew.
You know, we're seeing some Conifera. It's, you know, a plant pathogen that gets on fruit mainly. We see it a lot in peas and squash in particular, and to a lesser extent in beans. You see it some on the stems and on the leaves, but mainly it's on the fruit. It's more prevalent when there's a lot of high humidity and the leaf canopy is wet for a longer period of time, which, you know, in the summertime, we dry out pretty fast in the daytime. But if you have enough dew, even in the mornings, it can be enough to spread that pathogen. Downy mildew, we're starting to see in a lot of our fall cucurbit crops, you know, squash, melons, that kind of thing.
McAllister added that the row crops have sure enjoyed this weather. The corn and cotton in his area are looking very strong. For those growing vegetables, though, be sure to watch your crops closely for these diseases and others during this critical time of the growing season.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
Your local news and important announcement. The City Commission of the City of Wauchula, Florida, proclaims August 7th, 2020, as First Responder Appreciation Day, duly adopted and proclaimed the 20th day of July 2020 at a regular meeting of the City Commission of the City of Wauchula, Florida. Congratulations, Tim Staten, for founding our new holiday. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up, or in choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says they've received more than 650 reports of seeds and jewelry being mailed to homes in Florida from China, or suspicious mail services. If you have received a package of seeds or jewelry that you did not order, do not open the package. Call the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services at 1-888-397-1517. Once again, 1-888-397-1517. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. For the first time ever, Jehovah's Witnesses will be holding their annual conventions on a virtual platform hosted on their website, jw.org. For the past 10 years, they have enjoyed gathering at the Hertz Arena in Estero and have appreciated the cooperation of local officials to make these events happen. However, they are canceling their physical gatherings this year out of concern for the health and safety of local communities. This Friday, August 7th, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast, brought to you by Keepers of the Peace, COPS. You're invited to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, call 863-773-9282 or email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or Timothy Staton, S-T-A-T-O-N, safety@gmail.com. Your Hardy County Jobs, Florida Department of Corrections is looking for a trainee and certified corrections officer. A high school diploma or equivalent is required. Essential Depot is looking for an office manager. On their website, click Call the Employer to learn more about this job. They did not put any requirements up there. LCOP Construction is looking for a cleaner. You must agree to a background check, must have a work history that demonstrates strong work ethic and responsibility, must have the ability to work independently and as an effective team member, care about work quality, you must be detail-oriented, must be able to work at an efficient pace, you must be reliable and have reliable transportation, you're able to lift at least 35 pounds, and physically able to be on your feet during an entire shift, walking, bending, twisting, reaching, pulling, pushing, and kneeling. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next, your local weather plus the sports and business news. Hardy Midday, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather report last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 75%. Heat index 97. Winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.04 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 3:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, isolated showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning, widespread showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 80%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Thursday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, then widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms in the late morning and afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 90%, heat index values up to 107. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. This is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Back from an eight-day coronavirus-induced hiatus, the Miami Marlins blanked Baltimore 4-0. Pablo Lopez threw five innings of two-hit ball. Marlins manager Don Mattingly.
Yeah, it felt good to get out there, number one. And you know, we didn't quite know how we were going to react. We wanted to be careful with Pablo. Just seemed like he did his job, you know, after not pitching for 14 days. Yeah, we just kind of tacked on some runs, right? We got one, then we get a couple more.
Marlins had their season halted after 18 players tested positive for COVID-19 following the opening series in Philadelphia. Other interleague action, Minnesota 7, Pittsburgh 3. The Twins won their fifth in a row and improved to 9-2 for the second time in the team's 60-year history. It was Cleveland 4, Cincinnati 2, Atlanta 10-1 over Toronto. The Cubs beat Kansas City 5-4, the White Sox 3-2 over Milwaukee, Houston 8, Arizona 2. The St. Louis at Detroit game was postponed due to the coronavirus. This is SRN Sports. In the American League, Austin Meadows got two hits after missing the first 10 games of the season with the coronavirus, leading Tampa Bay past Boston 5-1.
It's been like 10 months since I've played an actual Major League game that counts, so it's just good to be back out there with the guys. And, you know, really there wasn't many nerves. I'm not sure if it was because of the no fans. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
Stephen Piscotty's ninth-inning grand slam led Oakland past Texas 5-1. The LA Angels top Seattle 5-3. In the National League, it was Washington 5, New York 3. The Nats have won three straight after a 1-4 start. Colorado beat San Francisco 5-2. The Rockies, with four wins in a row, are 8-2 and top the NL West by one game over the Dodgers, who beat San Diego 5-2. Detroit Lions removed Matthew Stafford from the COVID IR list, saying he received a false positive test result, and that drew the ire of the quarterback's wife toward the NFL. The list was created for players who either test positive for COVID-19 or have been in close contact with an infected person. The team issued a statement saying Stafford does not have the virus and never did. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. A group of more than 170 trade associations is asking Congress to allow businesses to get tax deductions for expenses associated with loan forgiveness under the Paycheck Protection Program.
The group wrote in a letter this week to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. As part of the next round of COVID-19 relief, we request that Congress reaffirm its intent as part of the CARES Act. Under the PPP, created by legislation President Trump signed in late March, small businesses can get loans that are forgivable if the proceeds are used for payroll, rent, mortgage interest, and utilities. The CARES Act specified that forgiveness of PPP loans is not taxable income. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Wall Street picked up more gains yesterday with the S&P closing up 12, the Dow picked up 164, and the NASDAQ continues in new record territory, adding 38 points to close at 10,941. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.